95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
What's up, man? How are you?
Beautiful day.
Ah, no clouds.
Ooh, so happy.
Some off in the distance. Terrible. Hey, by the way, I had a great lunch today at your favorite place.
Oh, my God. I can't believe you went back there.
It's such a great place here in Burbank. You love it. Yeah, Keith, the boss and I were talking about your attitude, young man.
This is a restaurant that we used to go to in the early 90s, and it was full of old people.
Yes, man.
And old waiters
They're
and waitresses.
Very old now. Very
and
old.
It, awful food.
Hey, how dare you?
Super basic, awful food.
Super good basic
we
food.
We called it God's waiting room. It was.
They're still waiting.
They take a break in the afternoon to clean out the bodies.
You
and
pull
then
this one out.
Open for dinner. I don't know why,
that one
why
up.
Do you go there?
I love it.
Because I was talking to Keith and he said, I said, why would you go there? He said, Sluggo wanted to go. And I was like, what?
Yeah, we were going to go right across the street. Paquito Moss. I love that place. But
yeah,
it's
same.
So small. It's just small. There's not enough room. So, you know, we got
for what?
We
what
need
are you
elbow
doing?
Room. There's a bar at this place, dude. So I'm feeling good. Woo! You know what I'm saying?
I do, yeah. You need to be drunk to enjoy that food in that restaurant.
We came up with a couple of suggestions for your attitude, though.
Did you?
Yeah, oh. We'll be talking to you after class.
All right, I'm excited about that.
That'll be nice.
Let's talk about the show today, shall
Alrighty.
We? Give me five.
Yeah, California songs. Is it about California? Then we want to play it. Not bands, necessarily. We'll do that again later, but just about this great state.
All right. We have two different versions of People Are Dumb, two different stories.
Whoa.
Cats... are dicks. Let's be honest. Cats are dicks.
Yeah, you gotta be on board with a cat attitude in order to get along with a cat.
I do know that most people who love cats agree with that statement.
Yes.
So
oh, yeah.
We'll talk about that.
But see, I like dogs as well. I mean, I love dogs.
Right.
There's not really many animals. I suppose snakes. I don't care for them.
Yeah, I'm not a spider
exactly.
guy.
Yeah, spiders. I can do without them. But cats are cool, man. I don't know what you're talking about.
And
is that where that scratch came from on your face? Is that the deal?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right.
And who's naked now related who's to a naked? Concert from one of our bands?
Oh, yeah. This is a good story. Yes, it
That's
is.
That's coming up next on 95.5 KLOS.
An important question for the world.
Who's naked now?
Always somebody.
Never the people you want.
Go.
Who's naked now?
That is very true.
There's a concert goer arrested after stripping naked in the crowd at Foo Fighters show in New Zealand.
In New Zealand.
Yep.
I you know, it's amazing people don't rip their clothes off more at concerts. I mean, think of Woodstock. I mean, that was a great nude fest.
I was thinking about previous Foo Fighters show, and I remember that there was one in England, and I looked it up. It was at Glastonbury,
mm-hmm.
and there was a guy that got naked and stood on the shoulders of his friend,
right,
and was air guitaring, and the BBC accidentally showed it, and so that became a big thing. And Dave said, to be funny, I'm going to dedicate this next song to him.
Oh.
And it was There Goes My Hero, which is hilarious.
Boy, that's kind of encouraging it, Dave.
So this
and
guy
I love
in
that.
New Zealand uh-huh. was doing the same thing. He was naked.
Why is it always
he
a guy?
He was standing on his friend's shoulders.
Oh, there you go. So he's sort of like, oh.
And he was air guitaring.
Uh-huh.
So I blame Dave.
Yeah.
It was in the mosh pit where the guy got completely
oh,
naked.
Getting too close. That's
yep.
too close to the stage. Out in the crowd somewhere is okay. In the mezzanine, that's all right.
There were a bunch of social media posts that went crazy just after that because
sure.
people took pictures of it. It was circulating on Instagram. The image, the main image that's left up, showed the back of the man standing on another concert goer's shoulders, appearing in to mimic playing a guitar.
And what was he using? Was it really truly an air guitar?
I don't know, because
or...
we're looking at him from behind.
Oh, well, good. That's bad
enough.
I didn't
look for any alternate pictures. In a statement to the Herald, this is a weird statement. The police spokesman said a 27-year-old man was arrested following an incident of indecent exposure at a concert last night. He was dealt with via alternative resolution.
Oh, God, what does that mean?
No charges were laid.
What? So if you do it again, we're going to bring this charge against you where you...
I don't know.
Yeah, or we're going to cut that off.
He was dealt with via alternative resolution.
That sounds like a mob thing,
right?
Man.
Are they badasses in New Zealand? Is that why everything
you know
is seems cool?
I wouldn't be surprised. It comes across as very, very G-rated, but I bet there's...
We cut off his wiener. He'll never do it again.
Hey, for that guy, though, and Dave's friend, how about my hero? on KLOS.
I thought we would start doing great news again because we did that for a while.
Oh, yeah, I like that feature.
And this year being an election year is going to suck.
Wait, there's an election? I haven't heard anything about it at all.
So I thought we would bring back great news. This is basically good people are everywhere doing good things and no one notices.
And most of the time, that's the case. Yes. I mean, I've met a few dicks out there in the world, worked with a few over the years. But, you know, most of them are very cool people.
This story comes out of Portland, Oregon. It was a Oregon teen named Majiha Washington noticed a flash outside her home this week in Portland where a dangerous storm had coated the city with ice. Have you ever tried to walk
on a street
covered with ice?
Oh, my God, it's the worst.
It is the worst.
So hard.
This story is hard to listen to because there's a lot of problems. But what she did was unbelievable. Listen to this.
All right.
Portland family is grieving tonight after three young people were killed when they came into contact with a downed power line, though a nine-month-old, a baby, survived thanks to the heroism of a neighbor.
John Adams joins us live in downtown Portland after speaking with the woman who saved that baby boy, John.
Yeah, guys, Majiha Washington was sitting in her northeast Portland home when she heard the sound of that power line coming down on her neighbor's SUV. Just minutes later, her quick thinking would save a life. Now, Majiha spoke with members of the media today during a press conference, and she remembers hearing a loud boom when the power line came down and looked on as the three family members slipped on the ice and fell into that downed wire. When she noticed the baby was still moving in his father's arms, she jumped into action.
All right, let me just say this.
Wow.
She saw three people die by getting electrocuted by the downed wire on the ice.
Right.
And she said, oh, I need to go out and help.
That baby needs help.
On this
after
this ice that no one has been able to avoid the getting electrocuted on.
Right.
She's a teen.
Yeah, she rules.
I don't know that I would have done that as a teen.
I think I would have stood there slack-jawed, like, even as an adult, anytime.
Right.
I'd be like, oh, my God, what just happened?
She just went right into action.
Wow.
So I crouched down. I, like, kind of slid. I used my hands to break my fall. And I didn't land on top of his father, but like, I kind of, like, my hands landed on top of him. And I just grabbed the baby. I pulled him up. I was swaddling him.
Despite how shocking the situation was, Washington says she would step in to help again if faced with a similar situation.
I have a nephew myself. I have little brothers. Just, I would want somebody to do the same. In my mind, all I was thinking about was, like, you know, he's still here, so I have to at least try.
Homie, she rules.
Isn't that crazy?
Wow, she's the best.
The baby's still alive, so I have to at least try.
And then, like, from now on, I mean, you know, that baby is going to owe his life to her.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, as time goes on.
And we don't hear about people like this, so I wanted to salute her, Majiha Washington, in Portland, Oregon. Well done.
Remember the Electric Company on PBS?
I do.
The little ending of that song always sounds like the end of the Electric Company show to me for some reason.
I've never thought of that.
I don't know why. All right, so this is happening?
Yeah, this is People Are Dumb.
Okay.
People are dumb when you're a dumb. Kevin and Sluggo, they ought to know.
A Michigan Amish family's horse and buggy was stolen.
Oh, come on. Buggy Jack?
Outside a Walmart while they shopped inside around 5:30 on Saturday.
I don't steal things usually, but I might be tempted to buggy jack someone.
Wouldn't you think that would be the last thing that they would expect, though? Because everybody else has 100%. A car, which seems better.
Did it have GPS and stuff? I mean, and when the horse was backing up out of the parking lot, it did beep, beep. None of that?
Need it because people are dumb. The victims had gone shopping at Walmart, came out to find their horse and buggy stolen.
Wouldn't you first think that the horse just wandered off?
Yes, I would. I would not for a million years think somebody would steal a horse and buggy.
No, and you can't tie them up like you used to in the old days. They would have a little, you know, thing in front for you to put the reins around.
Well, I'm sure that they, I don't know. I don't know.
I mean, at a Walmart, maybe there, whereas in Amish country.
A truck driver who was parked in the Walmart parking lot had seen the whole thing. A woman, and by the way, most People Are Dumb stories are about men.
Yes.
So thank God every once in a while there's a woman. A female jumped in the buggy and took off.
That's not cool.
In the horse and buggy. Police.
Hilarious, but it's not cool.
Quote, had contact with the suspect earlier in the day at that Walmart. So she was already there causing trouble.
You know what? All you can go to hell. I'm going to steal someone's horse and buggy if you're not careful.
It's not clear exactly why police previously dealt with the subject, but authorities found the stolen horse and buggy.
Yeah, where?
Later that evening at a motel like a quarter mile away.
So she drove the horse and buggy to a motel.
Right. And it's not like a car that you're trying to find amongst a lot of cars.
Probably going to be pretty easy to spot.
It's a horse and buggy.
You don't usually see one of those pulled up to a Motel 6.
Right up next to a hotel. The suspect was booked at St. Joseph's County Jail on charges of larceny and larceny of livestock.
Livestock!
Pending arraignment.
That's got to be like a lot less than stealing a car. Maybe that's not such a bad idea. You know, get away, horse and buggy.
You're encouraged by this story?
Yes.
I'm all about dogs. I love dogs.
Dogs are the best. Dogs rule. Except for cats. I love cats, too.
Cats are dicks.
I will not argue that point.
You're
right.
Here's what's interesting
Still
about
love
that,
them.
Though, is I'm not a huge cat fan.
Right.
But it's like you, most cat lovers are willing to admit that cats are dicks.
Oh, yeah.
Because they just are.
Yeah, you don't know that cats can be horrible. Then you're not really a cat lover.
Right.
It's just a fact.
Here's a story about a contest where a cat bit the judge and then slapped her with its paw.
Ooh, that's not what you're supposed to do to the judge in a cat show.
She got disqualified. I was like, that's the cat that you win.
Yeah.
Listen.
They get stroked.
Hey,
they get lifted. They get
Jenny. It is Ms. Jenny Mose.
Jenny Mose, CNN. Oh. She always does our favorite stories. She does a lot of puns, and we don't like them.
We are in for a hell of a lot of puns, I'm sure.
Not enough.
Take it from the top, Jenny.
They get stroked. They get lifted. They get stretched.
Excuse me?
They're showing a judge manipulating a cat.
Oh, a cat.
Yeah.
Okay.
They get their tails touched. No wonder a two-year-old named Ludwig von Beethoven lost his composure.
Oh, that's what you kind of showed me this.
Yes.
This is where he just suddenly slaps at her
and bites her.
First bites. Yeah.
And then stands behind a pole, and the judge comes back after him or her again and just slaps with the right hand.
And gets her right on the cheek. Probably scratched her. Probably.
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt it.
I don't understand how someone who is a judge of cats doesn't know that when they take that first step, like when she turned around, that cat did,
right,
with her teeth bare.
Before she even bit.
Yeah.
Yes.
You step away, because that cat is pissed. That cat's going to kill you.
Not that judge.
You don't know. What, is she crazy? Of course she got bit and scratched.
He even slapped the judge.
That's because cats are dicks.
This is hilarious because they added a slapping sound effect.
Oh, nice. Slap the judge. Oh, Jenny.
Veteran judge Vicky Nye says she fondly refers to the video
as the black cat smackdown.
Beethoven was a first timer competing in the household pet category.
Well, there you go. Oh, household pets even, not a professional cat.
Oh, I see the difference. Okay.
The cat's like, what the hell is going on? I'm going to kill everyone in here.
I don't know you.
That one was just terrifying. When you see the eyes going like that.
Yeah. And though Vicky gave him plenty of compliments, Beethoven turned on her.
Yeah.
I'm the owner now.
Vicky says she's only been bitten twice in 35 years of judging.
That's a shock.
Wow, it is a shock. That's pretty amazing. I've been bitten countless times
by
cats. Oh, yeah. Scratch.
Do they bite or scratch to play?
They'll be playing
and they
lose their minds. They'll just like, and sometimes they'll just be laying there and you're petting them, they're purring and everything's good, and then, I'm gonna kill you! I'll kill you!
What?
No idea why.
What?
No, they don't know. I don't
cats
know.
Cats are crazier
yes.
than I thought.
Oh, cats are insane.
Wow.
Now, some of them aren't. You know, there's the occasional whatever, but, you know, I had black cats
exceptions.
And orange cats, and some of them are chill, never really had a problem, and I had one that used to latch himself onto my arm and just tear me to pieces, and I knew he was going to do it.
Why would you let him do it?
Because, you know, cat. That's
no.
your pet. That's, I don't know. If you gotta be on, you got to be on board with a cat, or if you're not, you shouldn't
have
one.
I have to be on board with getting mauled.
Yes.
Really?
Yeah, maybe you'll be lucky and have a cat that's chill.
We have a friend named Rick who had a giant scar from his hairline all the way down to one eyebrow.
Yep.
And he was like, I was just playing with my cat. It was my fault.
That's right.
He said it was my fault.
You should always
and I
know.
I was like, look at cats, man. They'll tear you apart and then make you feel like it was
that's
your
right.
fault.
That's right, because it was.
Cats are badass.
They are. They're dicks.
They're dicks. All right, so here's what we want. 818-955-KLOS. You love cats. We get it.
Mm-hmm.
But your cat's a dick.
Yeah.
You can admit it.
What has it done to you?
What has it done to you where you go, wow, I take care of this cat. This is my cat. I love this cat. Why is it taking a swipe at me?
Pretty much immediately after they tear into you sometimes, they're like, hey, where's my food? I need some dinner over here.
I'll say your food is with the dog food. Get out. 818-955-KLOS. If you are a cat lover, you have a cat, you had a cat.
Admit that they are dicks.
Admit that they're dicks. What did they do? 818-955-KLOS. All right, listen. I understand a lot of people love their cats. My daughter loves her cat. My wife loves her cat.
Wait, you like a cat. There is a cat you like.
It's my daughter's cat. Yeah. You know why? Very dog-like.
Yeah, they can be that way.
But cats can be dicks. Oh, and most people who love cats also admit that they're dicks.
Yeah.
But cats have a weird voodoo black magic that somehow they can, the owner blames themself for the cat being a dick.
That's because we're stupid.
The
humans
owners
are stupid.
Always go, oh, no, yep. It's my fault. It's
yep.
my fault.
Yep.
What? How? What kind of voodoo do cats have?
I don't know, but
they can convince their owners that it's their fault.
Natasha Kinski will look you in the eye and make you know it's your fault.
Wow, that's crazy. Your cat's a dick?
I'm from originally Connecticut, and right. I told my mother, I'll see you in 2 weeks. Here, watch my Persian cat.
Do you hate your mom?
The cat, out of mere spite, is urinating on my mother's decorative pillow.
Do you hate your mom?
I love my mother, and she calls herself an enabler because she lets me FaceTime the cat every day. But she likes to go to that Mohegan Sun Casino in Connecticut. And when she goes, she has to put Sushi, the $1,200 bougie cat in the bathroom, so it doesn't all over her decorative fall.
Yeah, you know, the cat is just trying to teach her a lesson.
What
lady,
a loving attitude.
You shouldn't have me is what the cat's saying, and I understand that. So Thank you for calling.
I wanted to make her admit that the cat's a dick.
KLOS. Yeah, you should have.
Hello.
Hi, I love cats, but
yes?
I have to tell you guys about my cat who is now deceased. She lived to be 21, and when she was about 9, I moved.
Right.
And cats don't like change.
Nope.
And one night, I was asleep, and I wasn't letting her outside because I was afraid I was going to lose her.
Right. Sure.
So she knew I was the reason why we had moved to this new house.
Yep.
I wake up, she has the most angry look on her face, and she starts to urinate on my bed.
Oh, hey, my God.
What do you think about this?
Exactly.
You're saying that that's when she was 9 and she lived to be 23?
21.
She lived to be 21.
Oh, my God.
21. Yes.
But
and cat pee is a special.
Oh, it's nasty.
It's a special kind of.
Oh, it's nasty. Yeah.
Yeah, that's not good.
No.
OxyClean everything. I just works on that bed.
Nothing will work
no,
on it.
No, you move. You have to move
and
at that point. By
the way, you guys, it was my fault.
Yeah, there you go. That's right.
It was my fault.
You shouldn't be changing your cat's life.
Nope. Nope. I love that cat.
That's the power that cats have over us. Sure.
I still think about her, and guess what? It was my fault.
Yeah, of course. I hear you.
Of course, I understand. It was.
Awesome. Thank you.
Listen.
Hey, she was a dick.
She
there
was
you
a
go.
Dick.
Yeah.
There we go.
There you
good.
Go.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling. 818-955-KLOS.
Cats are dicks. Even if you love them, they're dicks.
Admit.
Listen. I know you love your cat,
mm-hmm.
but you got to admit it's a dick.
My cat is a dick. I love my cat. My cat is awesome. Really cool. They're so cool.
Right.
Total dick.
Also a dick, yes.
Totally.
That's what I thought. KLOS, hello.
My cat is the biggest dick.
Yeah.
But you love it.
Well, he's passed away now. His name was Jeter, like Derek Jeter.
Sure.
One afternoon, I get home. I walk to the hallway of my house, and there's a snake. Oops, sorry. There's a snake on the floor inside my home.
That's not
and
great.
And I'm like, how the hell would a snake come here? And then my cat's on the corner just kind of looking like, how do you like me now?
Look what I bought you.
Yeah. He was a real dick because he did that.
You know what he was thinking? He was thinking, that's what you get for naming me after a Yankee.
Hey, My son's name's Derek.
Oh, oops. Thank you for calling.
Dude, thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
We're great, thank you. Cats are dicks, right?
I have a male cat.
Right.
And I've had him since he was 4 months old, so he's going on his second birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And he can be. At 3 a.m. when I'm sound asleep, and he jumps on my side and on my belly.
Yeah, he's like, hey, let's play. Wow. You know, it's 3 a.m. I was sleeping all day. Now it's time to play. Yeah, it's the zoomies.
He'll, like, mush me.
Yep.
And then he'll lay down, and I'll wake up in the morning, and he's still in the same place.
Yeah, he's like, don't bother me, man. I'm sleeping. Right. Don't even
exactly.
bother me.
And then when I get up, he wants to eat breakfast.
I don't understand what's going on with you. Why do you put up with this torture?
Because they're cool.
Are they?
Yeah, right?
He's a good boy, except for in the middle of the night when he wants to, like, jump on my belly and play. Yeah.
Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Oh, my God, Kevin and Sluggo, cats are so much dicks. My cat, I have two cats. I have an all-black one named Ezekiel, and I have a tuxedo, long-haired tuxedo named Feisty, and his name fits him.
Right.
He's got this look in his eye when he's pissed, and he just, like, will scare you down.
And you just know not to mess with him at that point. I mean, you can pet him when he's in a good mood, but not when he has that look.
I have a question. Who's the pet?
Yeah, he is the most awesome cat to have because he is a dick. He's, like, he's got his own personality, and he's, like,
you adapt.
Agree with him.
Yeah. Yeah, that's how it is. I know. Awesome. Thank you for calling 818-955-KLOS.
You may love your cat, but it's a dick. You have to call it and admit it.
Admit it. We love them, but they're dicks.
Oops.
It's the wrong attitude. Oh, hi.
KLOS. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We're talking about the
fact that cats are dicks. Stu, you have a cat. You love cats.
My cat's a total dick.
Yeah. There you go.
See?
No, I love him, but he's
that's
an ass.
The weird thing is that people who love cats, and I'm not one of them, I love dogs, and I really kind of don't like cats.
Yeah.
But people who love cats admit that they're dicks.
I mean, that's part of their nature.
Part of what
it's
I
part
love
of
about
you, exactly. Why? Because you just
you're
won't
just
take
a
any
dick
crap.
To me.
All right. Are you friends with people? Do you like to hang out with people who are dicks?
That's different.
If they were mute and they pooped in the garden, then yeah.
They brought you a rat from time to time?
Sure. They killed birds. Like, you know, hummingbirds. Sure, man.
Right.
You're cool in my book.
Wake you up at 3 a.m. Hey, let's party, man. Right?
Can you make that noise again?
Let's take some more calls. KLOS, hello.
You guys are talking about cats being dicks?
Yes.
Yeah.
I have a flat earth cat. If everything on the earth was flat, it would have been knocked over by my cat already.
They like sit there and stare at it too, like, and then look at you before they knock it off, huh?
She doesn't even look at the item. She looks me dead in the eyeball before she knocks anything over at any point during the day or night. My kitchen right now is riddled with empty water jugs all along the edges of my counter to deter her from getting up there. But I'm laying in bed, and she goes into the bathroom and knocks everything into the sink. If it's on a surface that she can get to, she knocks it off.
Are you positive that the cat doesn't hate you?
I don't think so, because she has... She's almost, 11 this year?
Right.
And she has started to, like, lay on top of me, and she gives me kisses, and she's affectionate.
No, but
when it comes to my personal belongings or her deciding that she hasn't been fed on time, she's a dick.
I kind of like that about them, I have to admit.
I know, you do.
I do.
Odd.
I appreciate it.
That's
yeah.
strange.
Right on. Thank you so much for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hi. My cat, Blue Boy, he's a total dick.
So you love him, huh?
What does he do?
I love him. Oh, well, when he was an indoor-outdoor cat, he used to bring me rats.
Live ones.
And that was freaky. And then he left a present behind the tree. I start smelling nothing, left gas, and find a dead rat back there. So my boy Blue, he is now...
That's pretty smart, though, when you think about it, because it's a Christmas tree, and he was bringing you a present, so he put it with the other presents.
Yeah, he's a smart boy.
Yeah,
he's
sure.
A smart cat.
Yeah.
And we don't have any rats in the house. We're good.
All right, well, that helps. Yeah.
But he is a dick.
Yeah.
He's a dick, though, yeah.
He's a dick.
All right, thank you.
Thank you for calling. I think we nailed it. You know you love the cat, but you know the cat's a dick.
Give me five.
Give us five.
Hand over five.
We'll take five.
Five, and we want them now.
In a row, yes.
Yeah. They could be spaced out and have some commercials or weird noises
in
between
them.
Yeah, in a row. All right.
Yeah.
So, would you agree with me, young Kevin, that California is the greatest state in the union?
Yes, I would.
Like, by far,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I would,
I mean, by far. So that's what I thought we'd do today, songs that are California.
Now, all right, songs about California.
Yeah, in the title, or maybe they really sing about it a lot, or whatever. Give us a call.
818-955-KLOS.
We'll start with Cheap Trick. I have visited all but about four United States, and I've lived like four different states, New York, Arizona, Alaska, and California.
Right.
And I am the just absolutely convinced that California is the best.
Out of that large sample size?
Exactly. So that's what we're doing, California songs.
And this is for Kirk, who wanted to hear Dirty Honey, California Dreamer.
Hell yeah, nice. 818-955-KLOS.
We are doing Gimme Five Songs About California. It could have California in the title or just be about California.
And we got one from Kirk, right? For Ramones. I'm always happy to do some Ramones.
Yes, we do.
I think he just requested this last one, but is that against the law?
Yes.
Good. Yeah, here you go.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey. Oh, my gosh. My husband owes me $1 million because I got through.
Ah, wow. $1 million.
Congratulations.
That's a lot to bet.
Hey, can I request a song with California?
Yeah, please. What do you want to hear? You're a millionaire now, so whatever you want.
Thank you. California Love.
Tupac?
Yes.
Cool. Tupac and Dr. Dre. One of my all-time favorite rap songs.
Hell yeah. You got it.
Thank you for
calling, and happy millionaire.
Thank you. Bye.
Did you say that one was for young Kevin?
That was for Mike Dolan.
Well done, sir. It is the KLOS Free Ride. It's brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. I think we got time for one more.
KLOS, hello. It's Gimme Five.
Songs about California.
How about Going to California by Led Zeppelin?
Nice. Yes, absolutely. Done deal. You got it. Who's this?
This is Tommy.
People are dumb when you're a dum-dum. Kevin and Sluggo, they ought to know.
I was watching a TV show about this last night.
A former chemistry grad student, once awarded for his college work, now faces charges of operating a meth lab on campus.
Walter White! Heisenberg!
In the house.
Wow.
He never did it in his college, though, did he?
No. But do you remember when they kind of found him? What was it? Saul Goodman found him at the school, the high school.
Oh,
comes
right.
Waltzing into his room. It's like, hey, man, you're too easy to find, buddy. That's awesome. I mean, terrible, but it's crazy.
Fox Files investigator Chris Hayes shows you how police say they broke up a real life Breaking Bad.
Madison County court records say an SIUE professor saw something suspicious in the Science West building this past Thanksgiving break, and that spectrometer testing discovered alleged byproducts of meth making.
He's like, I can't believe this, can you?
He's quite the low-energy reporter.
Really gonna get to the bottom of this.
Probable cause statement says SIUE police confirmed that the only person to make electronic access to the Science West building between 11/22/23 and 11/27/23.
And those are numbers very important.
By the way, just over Thanksgiving. That's all. Just over Thanksgiving, he was making meth.
Wow.
And had a key to room 3000. Besides the reporting professor, was Jeremy Smalling.
This is in a university in Illinois. That's what SIEU means.
Oh, okay. Yep. Yeah, making glass in there, eh?
Yep.
I see.
45-year-old Smalling was a graduate research assistant at the time. He's listed as winning the 2018 award for physical chemistry at the university.
I bet he did.
Right?
I'll bet he did.
SIUE police report checking the national database that tracks pseudoephedrine purchases. Investigators note Smalling is listed as attempting 365 pseudoephedrine purchases in the last 10 years.
Have you ever done that? The pseudoephedrine, they check your ID.
I know.
They actually scan
it. It's so annoying. It's because of these people.
Idiot.
Yeah.
365 times in 10 years.
That might be a tip-off.
Right?
And was blocked from purchases 45 times.
Court records indicate six investigators tracked the suspect.
I don't know what happened with this guy. This guy seems to be taking the product because... He didn't get the message that it's a low-down, cool report.
No, really, this is crazy.
I'm going to tell you about this guy.
Oh, my God!
On January 10th, those investigators said they watched the suspect enter his apartment with suspected meth-making materials, and they noted that his bedroom window was open, even though the temperature was 36 degrees at the time.
Smalling is now charged by the Madison County State's Attorney with four felony counts, including aggravated participation in meth making and possession with the intent to deliver.
Wait, hold on.
What is aggravated participation?
That's the weirdest charge I've heard in my life.
That guy really participated hard.
He was so into it.
Including aggravated participation in meth making.
Time for what we learned. And who's naked now? A guy at a Foo Fighter show in New Zealand got naked in the pit and stood on the shoulders of his friend and played air guitar.
What happened to the ladies showing us their headlights at shows?
Right?
That doesn't seem to happen anymore. It's dudes.
I don't like the way this is going.
No.
And people are dumb. An associate professor at a university in Illinois, Walter Whitey'd it up and made meth at school over the Thanksgiving holiday.
That's just, come on, man. Come up with a new movie.
And
something else to do.
People who love cats. Admit that they're dicks.
And I love that. Every single person that called in said they love their cat.
Yep.
And every cat is a dick.
Yep.
All right, I'm off to pet my kitty, the dickish cat of Oz.
Enjoy. See you tomorrow. Peace out.
Eventually.
In just a second.
We have a moment.
Two tickets to see the Black Crows on Friday, April 12th at the Greek Theater. Tickets go on sale tomorrow at 10 a.m. from Ticketmaster if you want to buy those. Plus, we have two tickets to see the Black Crows at the KLOS Helpful Honda Rock Room. That is going to be February 8th at 1 p.m. We will take caller 25 at 818-955-KLOS. Good
luck.
You
get to go to both?
Yep.
What are we thinking?
It's too much.
Hello, KLOS. Who's this?
This is Melissa.
Melissa, you're caller 25.
Oh, that's awesome.
Well done. You got two tickets to see the Black Crows Friday, April 12th at the Greek Theater, and two tickets to see them at the KLOS Helpful Honda Rock Room, which is going to happen on February 8th at 1 p.m.
Sounds good.
That is a lot of Black Crows.
Yes, it is.
Well done.
Hold on a second. We'll get all your information, okay? Don't wander off.
Okay. Okay.
We have two tickets to see the Black Crows on Friday, April 12th at the Greek Theater. Tickets for that go on sale tomorrow at 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster.com. We also have two tickets to see the Black Crows at the KLOS Helpful Honda Rock Room. And that is going to be on February 8th at 1 p.m., so about 3 weeks from now.
Unbelievably cool. They put on such an amazing show, and to be right there in that tiny little room with them,
we will take
crazy.
Caller 25, 818-955-KLOS. Good luck.
Hi, KLOS. Who's this?
Hey, how you doing, Dave?
Dave, what's up, Dave?
Hey, Dave, you're caller 25.
Awesome.
You got two tickets to see the Black Crows in a couple of months, Friday, April 12th at the Greek Theater. Tickets for everybody else goes on that on sale tomorrow at 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster. But you got two tickets for free, and you also got two tickets for about 3 weeks from now to see the Black Crows at the KLOS Helpful Honda Rock Room. That's going to be Thursday, February 8th at 1 p.m.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
The Liverpool orphanage Strawberry Field, which was the inspiration for the Beatles song, received $375,000 on this day in rock in 1984, thanks to Yoko Ono. Did you see the Stones on their No Security tour? They kicked that tour off on this day in rock in 1999 up in Oakland. I was on this day in rock in 2011 when a former Miss Canada finalist became the first person in the world to graduate with a master's degree in the Beatles. It was a course that basically looked at the studio sound and composition of the Beatles, and really should have been taught by Chris Carter.